For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
Hey, 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 y'all. We are back with another season of This Legal Light of Mine. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you. Here it is at the end of 2020, and I am recording my new podcast from my clawfis, which I love to call that as a term of art, but it really is just my closet. And I'm just really excited about this opportunity to bring the podcast back with a little bit of something new and all of that good stuff. But before we do it, this episode is literally being brought to you by WCM Digital LLC. It is a multimedia videography and photography company in the Philadelphia suburbs or tri-state area. So I really want you to check them out. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, and at www.wcmdigital.com. I think that's right. Yes? Okay, good. I got the thumbs up on that. So we can talk more about that later, but let's get started. Cool. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So first, let me update you on what all happened and what has been going on in my life since we last talked or we last met. Now, I'm not exactly sure, but I imagine that it was probably around March or April where we got slammed, smacked around and all that sort of thing by this COVID-19 coronavirus. And I really had my mind made up that I was going to try to press my way through. But my gosh, if things didn't get really hard for me, I suddenly went from having to teach my class at the community college in person to it being virtual and all of my children who were away at college coming home and us trying to figure that out. And it was just overwhelming. And I know I'm not alone. I know we were all kind of facing this thing together. And look at us all of these months later, and we are still in the throes of coronavirus. And my gosh, if it's not on the spike right now, there's a few folks who are in my family and close by who have been tested positive and who have been impacted and who have had to quarantine and so on and so forth. So it's just been a lot going on. But in the midst of all of that, I have seen God's hand in my life and in the lives of those around me. So I just wanted to share with you a few of the things that have changed from the last time you heard from me. The first and probably biggest thing is that we purchased a new home. Ah, can I get some claps on that? That's so exciting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little late to the party, but we'll take it. So we purchased a new home. And when I was talking to you in some of my episodes prior about just kind of like moving forward in faith, and if you're feeling the sands of change and all of that, to just go out and give it a try. I literally was talking from my own experience. Myself and my husband, Mark, we were fasting at the time regularly. We were praying and we were hoping and believing that God would open the door for the house, for the home that we wanted, even though everything said it was not possible and it could not happen. And so I am here to testify that in the middle of a pandemic where, you know, the world's all upside down, God worked a complete miracle for us. Not only did we get the yes that we could not have expected, we moved into the home that we wanted. It was May when we moved in. And so everything was shut down. We couldn't go buy furniture and we had to sleep on the floor. And but it was just so much joy in seeing what God had done in the middle of that. And here I am all these months later, and we are settling into our new home, and it's just amazing. And I hope to share this story and others as we go on into the season to encourage you that if it seems like something is impossible, that there really is nothing that is too hard for God. Okay. So I got a new home. I turned 40. Yes, the big 4-0. And leading up to turning 40, I did a 40-day countdown on Instagram or Facebook, one of them. And that was really a whole thing, right? Because showing up on video was traumatic for me. But I was committed to doing it. And so I did. And, you know, I don't know who went on the journey with me. And for real, it really didn't matter, because it was about looking in the face of fear and saying, I'm, you know, faith over fear. I'm putting my foot on the neck of fear. And so I did it. And so I'm 40 years old, thank God. There's a whole story around that, which we'll come back to. And then guess what? If you're watching on video, you can look and see I decided to do something new with my hair. So I am officially on the sister lock journey, which, you know, I've had major issues with commitment, but I'm like, hey, new season, new age, new hair. So that's, I think, all of my updates for 2020 going into 2021. Oh, and I started a few other business ventures, which as we go on, you'll hear more about as well. So this is literally something brand new. And I'm just really, really excited about the opportunity to do it, to bring it to, you know, kind of engage with you in a new and different way. Okay, so I know this podcast is called This Legal Light of Mine. And as I was reflecting on it, and even as I look back on last season, I was really restricted by feeling like I needed to always be talking about my role as an attorney. And you know, as I was consulting with the Lord and the Holy Spirit on this, I really started to get free about, you know, even the title of this podcast and what God wants me to do through the podcast, and that I don't have to be restricted only to talking about the areas of law that I practice, right? But as I said in one of my episodes in the prior season, even, you know, how the law of the Lord touches not only the law of the land, but how we're living and how we're overcoming and how we're making it through difficult times. And really, that's what this new episode or season is going to be about. Okay. So as you can imagine or already know, this legal light of mine is a play on words for this little light of mine, right? And the term legal really just says that we have the right, or we have permission, or we have authority to do or be something. And so God said to me, you have the right, you have authority, you have permission from me to be the light, to carry the light that I've given to you, to be the light that I've called you to be in this world. And so I said, God, how can I do that? What can I do aside from just like loving my family and loving my friends and doing what I'm asked to do by those who are in authority over me in ministry? What is it that you're calling me to do? And he said, I want you to open your mouth and share your story, share your testimony. And so we're going to be coming together in this clothis, and we're going to be talking about some of the many ways that God has shown up in my life. We're talking grit and grace, right? We're talking about faith over fear, overcoming through all sorts of situations. You know what I mean? That I've faced and that we all face. And sometimes I think because we are too prideful or we're too ashamed to say what we have been through, what bad decisions we've made, how things have not always gone well for us, we never want to talk about failure. I think we do ourselves and others a disservice by not being honest. But the word says that we overcome by the word of our testimony and of course by the blood of the Lamb. And so I want to do what I've been tasked to do right here on this legal light of mine and share my story in the coming season. And hopefully not only will I be overcoming, but I will grab your hand and you can overcome with me. So we're going to be switching up the way we've done it. As you can see, we are adding video. I will also here and there have some visitors with me. My husband, who's going to probably always be off screen, will also always be present. So if I go talking to somebody that you don't see, just know I'm not by myself. And I got my producer with me. Not only that, but as I mentioned, over this period of time, my son Micah came home from college and God gave him the vision for and the skills to put on this new business, WCM Digital LLC. I'm so godly proud, and he is going to be a part of this process as well. So I'm so excited. So if you like what you see, like I said, check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and at www.wcmdigital.com. Talk about a tongue twister. I'm just so excited. So I hope that you will subscribe, that you will follow, that you will share this podcast with everybody who you think can benefit from just hearing about how the Lord has made the impossible possible in my life and what He's done for me. He can definitely do for you. So make sure you subscribe so that you get the notifications and all of that when my official first episode for season number 2 launches and you are right there with me. So I hope you enjoyed listening. Let's pray. God, you are so good and you have been faithful to us. You have brought us through another year, almost to 2021, which is just mind-blowing. You have kept us through this coronavirus, through all of the unrest in our nation, all of the confusion that's going on in government, and you have remained the same. And so we ask now that you would guide and direct this legal light of mine, every step that I take, every word that I say, and everything that everyone who listens puts their hand to, God, that you would direct and you would bless and you would bring the increase. That is the prayer of my heart. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Bye. Thank you for listening.